Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Good afternoon, evening, whatever part of the town that you're in. Amen. We praise God for you on tonight. We thank God for his new grace and mercy that have been following us and causing us to be able to be who we are. This is Apostle Delilah Gamble talking to you and coming to you at End Times Deliverance Ministry. Truly, people of God, I am happy about God. God just makes me happy even when I'm feeling down and out. Have anybody just ever just felt down and out? You didn't want to hear nothing. You didn't want to see nothing. You didn't want to be bothered with nothing. You just wanted nothing and something to leave you alone. Well, I just thank God for Jesus on tonight that he caused my nothing to be something. Amen. Tonight, we're just going to be talking about let God be God. It's just so important in these last and evil days that we live in that the people of God, they need to allow God. Reason why I say allow, because some of us, we don't even allow people to befriend us because we always thinking somebody that is after us. Somebody is out to get us. We judge our future because of our past. So let us pray right now, people of God. I feel a pressing in the spirit. How many of you feel a pressing in the spirit? I'm telling you right now, people of God, God is getting ready to bring forth a remnant that is not going to take the devil's mess. God is going to bring forth a nation that is ready to do what God say do, and they're going to cry loud, and they're not going to spare not. And they're going to lift up their voice like a trumpet, and they're going to show God's people their sins in the house of Jacob. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for everyone on today. Lord God, we ask that you let us decrease and let us hear clearly and let us see clearly and let us walk clearly in the prophetic flow of what your spirit is saying unto us. God, we didn't come to play church. We know that religious people, they play church. Forever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of truth. Father God, we don't want to be a sounding cymbal, ting, ting, just making noise. But when we open up our mouth, Father God, we want you to get your holy glory. So that when your glory begin to outburst, in the atmosphere, in the minds of the people, begin to penetrate their rebellious heart, that they will come to true repentance, and they will follow you and not their instincts. And Father God, we thank you for each person online tonight. Still a move in the air. What God is getting ready to do, just what he said. And Father God, we thank you for everybody coming on one accord on this line. Yes, God, we come on one accord. We ain't come to compete. We ain't come to repeat. But we come to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So tonight, you know, we're going to be talking about let God be God. And if you notice, it starts off with the L-E-T, let God be God. It's because people won't allow God to do what he needs to do. And when we operate in that capacity, we are operating in the form of witchcraft. See, all witchcraft is as rebellion because some of us, we have sought within our heart that this is the way that it's going to be. And if you don't like it, get up out my face, get up out my house, get up out my life, get up out my ministry. I run this. That's the wrong spirit. Amen. When I came to the realization of how God want me to carry myself according to his word and according to his will, it had became my main point of view, my main ground. And so, saints, we need to allow the Lord to have his way. See, a lot of things that goes on in our life, it don't have to go on in our life. But we as human beings, we allow our our emotion to play games with our walk with God. That's why the Apostle Paul, he began to tell them, be ye anxious for nothing. It is so vital, it is so mandatory that each and every last one of us, as God's people, we must practice this. Yes, we must study through the Holy Spirit how God wants things to be. See, God ain't trying to bombard his way in your life. I'm going to clear the air right now on that, because we know that the enemy is very manipulating and very manipulative. Excuse me. God ain't trying to bombard your life. God ain't trying to push his orders and principles off on us. God is not like man. See, man, when they don't have the Spirit of God, they become very aggressive and very pushy and very manipulating. And I'm just showing y'all the difference between the Spirit of God and the difference between man. See, God is not a spiritual rapist. Before the fall of Adam and Eve, everything was made perfect concerning their spiritual walk with God. I say before the fall, I'm going somewhere. Pay close attention, people of God. Don't have itching ears on tonight. That means being nosy because you just want to hear something. But before the fall of Adam and then Eve, man was made upright. That means he was holy. There was no shortcomings. There was no pain. They didn't know what pain was. There was no mixed feelings. There was no mental disorders. There was no Down syndrome. Until the day that Adam disobeyed God through the voice of his wife and the serpent, which was a snake that Satan had entered in. Okay? So what I'm saying to you, people of God, Adam, he didn't allow God to be God. And see, that's what happens. When we as people, I didn't say y'all, I said we, I have included myself. I'm not one of those leaders that overlook myself. The devil is a liar. Too many want to overlook themselves, but they're the imposter. Man was made upright before God. But when man stopped dibbling and dabbling around in God's business by coming against the main blueprint that God sent for him to go by and start listening to the voice of other people, that's when man unleashed witchcraft. Because of their rebellion in the atmosphere. A lot of things that's here on this earth that's manifesting, it's because of a lot, it's because of God's people. Adam and Eve, they were God's people in that garden. Adam disobeyed, Eve disobeyed. See, everybody want to put it on Adam. But Eve was a partake of it. And the devil, he was the main course of that meal. This is going to help all of us tonight. A lot of times we wonder why things just keep revamping in our life. Keep replaying. Keep going through the same cycle. Your emotions is the one that caused the cycles. God is not an emotional God. I want to make that clear on tonight. He's not emotional. God is never anxious for nothing. That is the character of Satan. Satan was so anxious to be God until he did whatever it took up there in the city of God to become God, and he still didn't become the true and living God. I want to let everybody know tonight on the phone, you wonder why you keep going through the same old stuff. You say, well, I've been praying and I've been asking God, but you have not fully surrendered this thing to God. You have not fully surrendered yourself to God. Because you keep dibbing and dabbing in this. You keep being a spiritual busybody in this matter. When we get in the way of God and we start messing around with things that God has ordained, before he ordains it, he preordains, because he's getting ready to cause that thing to manifest. And when we start messing with things that God have started before the foundation of the world, that's predestined. And then there's a set time when he will speak into that thing as ordaining, approved, done deal, it is finished. That is the way that God wants it. If you are a single young lady and you're not married yet, it's not could it be. It is. God saying it's not time yet. Why would you keep messing with the same old man that have caused you so much of heartache and pain, and God done showed you his heart towards you, the manifestation of his fruits towards you. He beats on you. He cheats on you. He lies on you. He steals from you. Vice versa. And you done prayed and you done told God that you want to marry this man because he's my baby daddy or she's my baby mama. And God have told you no from the jump start. But because the enemy begins to play on your emotions, you think it's you. But the devil know how to play on your emotions, especially when you don't have that godly insight of what's really taking place in your life. Well, how about this? You're sick of him, but you can't get it loose from him. A lot of times, God allows some of us, listen to how I say this, a lot of times God allows some of us to go through things because of our own rebellion. And the first thing that some of us like to say out of the spirit of ignorance is that somebody has put some witchcraft on me. You put witchcraft on yourself because of your own rebellion. Witchcraft works against the will of God. Witchcraft is very subtle. It's a very wide range of witchcrafts. Witchcraft is not God. God is not witchcraft. God is not a magician, abracadabra. The devil is a liar. I'm going to say that again. The true and living God, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, and the God of me, he is not a magical genie in the bottle that you rub and you say, God, this is what I want from you. But watch this. In the atmosphere, the Bible says that Satan, he is the prince of the air. We talking about the spiritual air. He's the prince of the air because he knows how to operate and craftiness in the atmosphere. He know how to conduce the atmosphere. He know how to make people feel like they have been in touch with the Spirit of God. That's what you call the spirit of delusion. But you're still bound by pornography, suicide, not just the thoughts, gossiping, stealing. Working against people's marriages and ministry. When you come in contact with the true and living God, He changes you from the inside out. You have a threefold that is connected to you, your body, your mind, and your spirit. Your spirit is connected to your soul. Your soul is connected to your mind. Your spiritual mind is connected to your natural body. What you feel in your spirit, you feel in your body. See, this is letting God be God. You need to understand that God created us in this way, in His likeness and in His image. We're supposed to be looking like God. But a lot of them are not looking like God. A lot of them are looking like the spirit of the devil. God is not the author of confusion. What I'm saying to you, God is not a hell raiser. He don't keep stuff going. He don't be calling people around on the phone trying to make people look bad. He don't sow discord. He don't take sides. When the day comes that the people of God, we will allow God to be God. We will see miracles manifest bite to bite. Just like the rain that comes down from out of the open portables of the clouds. Because when God speaks to the clouds have ears, so they have to release the rain. That's how your miracles will manifest. The Lord constantly rebukes me. It's time for people to learn to take God out of a box. If you don't understand how to do it, God will show you if you let Him, if you allow Him. How many will allow God to show them? See, people want to pray for the tangible things, but I want the Lord to take me deeper. And deeper means that He takes me into a place where I've never been in His spirit. In order for God to take me deep, I must have His spirit living within me, walking within me, talking within me, and demonstrating miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out demons. And winning souls for Christ. This is why a lot of churches are stuck, and they are called the synagogues of Satan. Synagogues mean church, churches, plural. Because these pastors won't let God be God. They let Pookie, Bookie, and Ookie get up there and run the house. And Pookie just got through from smoking crack, and Ookie just got through from going with the first lady. And Lukey just got through from selling dope in the back of the church. Too many people wiping their mouth and calling it God. Have you ever just really just got tired of folks? Come on, we're going to be real on this line tonight, because I have. And when you get like that, that's because you feel what God feels. And we thank God for the spirit of Jesus Christ as He began to pray for us and He began to weep for us. Because I want y'all to know, people, that hell was not created for us. At the same time when God was creating the earth, He was creating hell. But the reason why the word did not bring up the lake of fire in the beginning, because it was never meant for us. But a lot of people are choosing to go to hell. Your free will get you in trouble with God. God never wants none of us to be robots. Yes to your will. Yes in your way. The devil is a liar. That's how religion got people. My pastor said, my first lady said, oh, I just love them. Oh, I just need them. Oh, I can't live without them. they'll bewitch you. Because you talk about your pastor, whether she's a woman or a man, instead of them rebuking you and setting you in order and letting you know that you're not supposed to lift me higher than God. My pastor said this. My pastor said that. My pastor. Sound like a trained robot. I don't want nobody doing it to me. Apostle Delala said this. Oh, Apostle Delala. No, the devil is a liar. Those are spirits that are using you to praise people that don't have God's spirit. Now, each person that has God's spirit, honor and praises is due to them, but you keep it to a minimum. You don't go and take your rent money and give it to them. You don't do that. You want to bless the man and woman of God, you make sure that it's lining up with the word. Some of y'all have a spirit where y'all just give. That is a form of witchcraft that is on you. Hey, my shut out of shata. Everything you get, you give it. He couldn't throw the double whole stop. You give it away. You're not letting God be God in your life. And that cycle needs to be destroyed, not just broken. Because anything broken, it can be put back together. But it needs to be destroyed by the fire of God. I'm here to encourage everybody on tonight. If you've been sleepless, you've been having restless nights, you've been up pacing the floor, and you don't know where you're going to go, and you don't know what you're going to do, well, I'm here to tell you that your breakthrough is here on tonight. Now, I'm going to say this by the Spirit of God. Now, if you've been jumping from line to line, from prayer line to prayer line, from one conference call to another one, you need to stop that. Because you are entangling your spirit more and more. You're getting pregnant by different types of spirits in the spirit realm that is not of God. You want to know why you feel like you're going backwards instead of forward? Because you're not allowing God to be God. Somebody said, no, I go to church. I was raised up in church. Don't use that religion slogan with me. I was raised up in church too, and I was one of the most evilest young lady that you ever wanted to see. We got a lot of evil young church women, older women, younger men. If you want to know about evil, step up in a lot of these churches. When you go to some of their churches and they all in there with the same tongues. Yeah, that's how you know you're going to enter into the realm of the devil. Everybody saying the same thing. Kalakaka, kalakaka. And they're chanting and carrying on. And they telling you to speak. I see it coming out your mouth. What if you spit on them? They're not letting God be God. And then they want to take you back there in the room. Because when they touch you, you didn't fall out. So you embarrass them spirits. It's just so many things that people, we got to become more sober in the spirit. I don't play that. Don't you walk up to me and put your hands on me. Because that is out of order. And even if you ask me and the Spirit of God tell me no, you better not do it. Because you might not even finish to do what you need to do. Because how many of you know that you touch God's anointed? God got to step in. God got to step in. I know that a lot of us been through church hurt. But I want to explain something to y'all about church hurt. They say hurt people. Okay, that's true. But after the Lord has delivered you out of a ministry that never had his spirit, they had man-made traditions and rules and all this stuff they wanted you to do, wear this type of uniform, pin your hair up like this. Now you looking like them now. You don't talk on their character and their spirit. Wear these type of shoes, get your dues, you're paying into a cult. And after God done showed you in dreams that you need to come out of there, and he done showed you the spirit of a leader, that the leader had transformed into a snake in the dream and all types of stuff, and how the people was plotting to come against you. And God showed you before it even manifests, that is God showing you the real hearts of the people, what's in their spirit. And that means it's time for you to get out of there. But this is where people will welcome the church hurt. They will welcome it because if they don't understand the dream, they will think that they're crazy. And the enemy will manipulate the prophetic dream that God gave them and cause them to go back in there and sit on that pew. Well, just like the Lord had done show you the hearts of these people, you open up your spirit even more to the church hurt to go back in there. But then the dream manifested, and that's how you know it was God when it came to pass. That's why it's so important for all of us to allow God to be God. Like if God has put in your spirit to go to college, watch this. God has put in your spirit to go to college to take up a certain degree for ministry purposes, just as well as your natural purposes, so that needs could be met in the body of Christ. And you keep dragging your little feet, and you say, okay, God, I'll do it in 2 months. And God said, you need to do it now. 2 months come, you still ain't even made that step. That's what you call the spirit of rebellion. We can make up so many excuses, but when we want God to do something for us, then we feel like God should jump and ask us, high. Well, I want you to know it don't work like that with God. God loves us. He wants what's best for us. But some of us, we don't want what's best for us. Because some of us, we think we know it all. Some of us think that we really know God. And I'm for to bust your bubble on tonight. Just because you sit on the church pew, you heard the preacher preach. You heard the teacher preach. You heard the evangelist preach. You heard the apostle preach. You heard the bishop preach. And you go to church faithfully every Sunday. And you say, I know God because I go to church faithfully. I pay my tithes. Watch this. But when God sent that prophet to you, God sent that man of God to you and told you that you need to come out among them and be ye separated. You rejected that man of God. You rejected that woman of God. You said that they was of the devil. The devil sent them to pull you out your church home. See, people, what I'm trying to show y'all is you don't know God like you think you know him. That's somebody that's like on the outside looking in, trying to be nosy, all up in people's business. You're trying to act like they know this person. Pretenders, fakers, and undertakers, perpetrators, liars, and scavenging snakes. Man, like they, oh yeah, child, I know her. You saw her. You know of her. You know of him. But you don't know them personally. See, to know people, watch this, to know people, you must have God's spirit to know the inner man. You must know the fruit that they bear. But to know a person on another level personally, that's a different realm. You got people that work on your job. They don't even speak to you, but they think they know you because they see you. A lot of things that's going on in our life, God is ready to heal our land. God said in 1 Chronicles, the 7th chapter in the 14th verse, God said that if my people which are called by my name shall pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, because there is no wicked ways in God. God said, then will I hear from heaven Somebody say, God say, then will I hear from heaven. Come on, open up your mouth. Ain't no time to shut your mouth on God. God say, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Your body is represented as the land. Your spirit is represented as the land. God is not talking about the natural land. The land is a place of production. But when there is no production in the land, then everything is drying up and standing still. And that's what happened when people disobey God. Things begin to come against your body. Things begin to dry up. You begin to be tormented by the demons that you keep allowing to stop you from walking and living for God. I refuse to be a mimicking spirit teaching you something that I'm not living. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. I'm not going to preach holiness or hell to you, and I'm living like a stripper on a pole. I will not love you with a conditioned love, but I will love you according to the Spirit of God, even when you just done got on my last nerve. And sometimes we get on our own nerves, and then the first thing we like to say is, you know what, I'm so sick of people. I'm just sick of them. And the Holy Ghost is saying, it's not the people, it's you. It's time to get delivered from your human spirit. Your human spirit is where your flesh dwells at. That's where the enemy works at. Your human spirit do not want you and I to do the things of God. Saints, God is not double-minded. And I'm going to talk on that right now. Because there are some double-minded spirits here on this line. You're not letting God be God when you are being double-minded. The Lord rebuked me so hard, I just began to weep. Because God is always right. He ain't thinking he right. He know he right. Because he see the beginning before it even manifests. And he understands the end before it is even finished. Saints, to have a double-minded, that means that there is another spirit there that is not like God. God's spirit is a sound mind. That means that your mind is holy, pure, and sanctified just as God. That means that you're not easy to get unstable, unremovable. You're not easy to get offended by different things, stuff that don't even make no sense. Some of y'all just let the enemy keep playing games with y'all mind. One minute you're feeling all love, and the next minute you're real hateful, and you go through this every day. This is how you know that this is an unclean spirit. I'm talking to the people of God. Because this is where the stronghold lies. People want to bind up the little demon. The Bible says bind the strong man first. Because the strong man is the reason why you're doing what you're doing. Somebody say, what is a strong man? A strong man is a demon that has a stronghold on you. And it could be the demon of rejection. And the rejection deals in that field of being double-minded. Being iffy-withy. That's not God. God said, I'm God and I change not. That mean that mess that some of y'all be doing, people, a lot of us want to say that's God, but that ain't God. God don't need to smoke 10 or 15 cigarettes in order for his nerves to calm down. When people that are double-minded, they are very dangerous to themselves because they deal with the spirit of sabotaging themselves. How many of us have been sabotaging ourselves for so long and others? That is a stronghold spirit also. It is birthed from the spirit of rejection. And that is not letting God be God. God is the spirit of a sound mind. That means his mind is holy, pure, righteous, and loving. That don't mean that God be going in and out. One minute he God, and next minute he Satan. One minute he Mary Magdalene, next minute he Martha. We dealing with this right now because I'm going to open up the lines because, people of God, we all need to be delivered. We all need to be to a place where God want to have his way because his ways are right. His ways are holy. His ways are pure. His ways are sanctified, consecrated. That's the real life that everybody here on this earth that Jesus died for. That's the real life that everybody's supposed to be living. And in order for God to be all our shepherd, we must have his spirit first. He cannot be your shepherd if you have not been born again by the blood, the water, and the word. The blood of Jesus, the washing of the word, and the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. That blood represents Jesus, divine blood, deep cleansing. It has fire included in it. But for us to be double-minded, it is not the character of God. It is not God's character. A lot of us, we have stimulated stuff from our childhood, and we have carried that demon all the way up until now. You say, well, where it come from? Something went on in your life. A portal was opened in your spirit. Maybe you was around a brailing father, a brailing mother, grandmother, people that constantly raised hell. They was bipolar in and out. Transfer of spirits through harsh and abusive talk, the way they talked it to you, and you do it now to your children. Call your children all kinds of names. Call them whores and stuff. You little bee. Get out of my face for I slap you silly. Call them out their names. Pick at their lips. Pick at the way they body made. Those are demons that are using you. That is not God or the Holy Spirit going deep tonight. Because as the word go forth, it hits me just as well. And now the axe is laid at the root of the tree. What is this axe that needs to be laid at the root of the tree? This axe is the axe of truth. God is chopping things up from the root. A bad tree. It's stimulated from a bad root. It's just so many things, people of God. We as God's people, we need to pay more attention to the things of God. We need to ask God every morning that we wake up, Lord, what would you have for me to do? Before I do it, God, show me how you would like for me to carry myself according to your will. God don't blackmail you to pray to him. When I get up in the morning, I have to say my Our Father prayers. That sits my morning because that covers everything as far as in the basic realm as me forgiving people. And I ask God to forgive those that have done me wrong. We need to pray our Father prayers every day more than one time. Don't make it a traditional. Jesus began to show the church, the people of God, not the religious people that like to get up there and they still do it even up now on today. Well, Lord, you know, you see my heart. I'm your child. Well, you can't be God's child. You don't have God's spirit living in you. But that's what you call breaking an entry in the spirit, forcing themselves in the presence of God. They hear a sound and they feel a tingle. But still, there's no connection to the things of God. This is what I'm talking about, people being deceived by the spirit of the devil. You hear the town, you hear a sound, you hear a tingle. I don't even hear people say, I felt something run down my back. But you still ain't delivered, though. Those are unclean spirits that you felt. Because you still ain't delivered. You're still cussing. You're still wishing evil on people. I'm talking to church folks. I ain't talking to the sinner man. I'm talking to people that cry each and every day, Lord, Lord. It's time for all of us to stop playing church. And when you play church, you are a religious person. God is not religious. I'm going to break this open. God has never been religious. God never created not one man-made religion. Religion was produced from after the fall. That's where religion came in at. Satan is the one that is head of all of these religions. But he have demons that work in the chain of command that carry out these false religions to the people's spirit that is open to give birth to this diabolical assignment. And when we say God is holy, that means that God cannot sin. God cannot sin, saints. People are looking at God on a carnal level. And then they say, God understands. God is prejudiced against all sins. All religions are sins. Because they're doing it their way. They're saying it their way. They never had God in their lives. But they keep going off a sound and a tingling cymbal. They pay their tithes. They do this. All of that is dead works because God is not involved in it. They are still blind. They are still naked. They are still spiritually dumb. They are deaf and mute in the spirit. They can't hear God. They mute because you can't mute the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is never blind, never deaf, never dumb. It comes to set the captives free. And if you are in the church of synagogues of Satan and you ain't growed, you done been there 3 years, two, after, watch this, saints. When you join a spirit-filled church where God is really at, you join that church the first day, you should get a result. The first day, you don't have to wait 1 week. That should be an instant result that your spirit has shifted and God is living in you. That should be a result. And you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost that has bear witness. And you may not understand at that time, but God will always leave a result that you have been touched by his spirit. People go in the same way and they come out worse. Because they hear a sound and they hear a tingle and they felt something run up the back of their neck and went down to their side. We have so many bound church folks and a lot of them like to try to hide stuff. And they're not letting God be God in their life. A lot of them got problems with cross-dressing, pornography, deep things that they're still rooted and grounded in, burning candles and chanting, walking through their house, doing that Zumba stuff, doing that yoga mess. God is not into yoga. God is not into Zumba. God is not into karma. God is holy. Karma, they believe that when you do something to them, karma gonna get you. Yoga, they meditate with the mind, the body, and the soul. Inhale, exhale. You inhaling that demon, and you letting that demon breathe out through you. That's why some of them are so addicted to those exercises. Well, if they don't do it that day, they become sick mentally. That's because that spirit has dominated their life. If they don't do that Zumba, be out there jumping and down on that floor where that spirit done possessed them, and they can't go a day without doing it. This spirit has overpowered them. And they say, oh, I just love it. You don't understand, girl. This thing give me peace. It makes me relax. It makes me feel fresh. It makes me feel like nothing has really ever made me feel less because it's new to your spirit. And so now it's going to start unlocking other stuff that is telling you that God is in and God is not in that. There's a lot of things, people of God, that God is not in. God never created astrology. I am not a Capricorn. I am not an Aquarius. You're not a Leo. You're not a Cancer. You're not a Sagittarius. If you got the spirit of God, you better not be putting that on your forehead. Those are all demonic names. Sagittarius, Cancer, that's not in the Bible. The Bible didn't say in the beginning was the Aquarius. In the beginning was the Sagittarius. Was the Leo. Those are all demonic names. Those are demonic goddesses. Taking on demonic names that you think is okay that God created this. Saints, we got to know the Spirit of God by the Spirit of God. And the only way to know, you must have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost live in you. He will lead us into all truth. Not some truth, all truth. He's going to break over the truth every time so that we won't be deceived by ourselves, from ourselves, or anybody else. I don't apologize for going straight into the meat of the word because a lot of y'all and a lot of us, we need this. I love God's people, but I'm sick and tired of the enemy deceiving, tricking, using the spirit of deception, blowing magical smoke in the air, clogging up the minds of the people, and trying to cause the children of God to keep having miscarriages in the spirit realm. And I come to serve notice on the devil in the name of Jesus. And I come to let him know, devil, I see you. In the name of Jesus. And your plots and your plans, they will not keep succeeding. Somebody need to let the enemy know. This is a real spiritual warfare that we're in. The Bible said that Satan has come down with great wrath. That's been over 2,000 years ago. And he's still mad. And that's why he can use people that has an angry spirit to take little stuff and blow it up into a big mountain. Blow it all out of proportion. I'm talking about church folks that just go to church because they think they're going to get into heaven, but my God, many of us are going to be fooled. You can sit on that pew for 49 years and when it's time for Jesus to come back, or however God call us, you stand before him, he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. That means you ain't never had my spirit living in you. You've been working iniquity from the time that you came out of your mother's womb. When I came to you, you refused me. When I stretched out my hand, you mocked me. And so God said, I'm going to mock you when your calamity comes. This ain't eye for an eye. God don't do eye for an eye. But you will reap what you sow. And if you sow love, that's what you're going to get back. It may not come the way that you did it, but it's going to come in another way. And you sow discord, it's coming back. Discord, it's a form of witchcraft. It's locked in with the spirit of a talebearer. And a talebearer is somebody that go back and they kill everything. that keep stuff going, a tale-bearer, a busybody, and a gossiper. They are very dangerous. They got very forward mouths. They say anything out their mouth. And I have seen church folks operate in that capacity. And that is a sin. And that is, and the Bible said that God hates that. Why does God hate that? Because the Bible said that the tongue is a little member. It sits on course of the fire of nature. It gets stuff going. It's a little member, but it carries a lot of confusion when God is not in their spirit. I went into the prophetic flow of rebuking and correcting, showing the people of God what's not God, what is God. But remember, God has a sound mind. He is not crazy. God is not taking medications. And if you're on medications and you need deliverance tonight, I'm going to be praying for you. But this is End Times Deliverance Ministries with Apostle Delilah Gamble. I want all of y'all to know, I see a lot of new callers on the line tonight. I want everybody to know on tonight that God say, I want to lead you into all truth. But some of y'all won't let God do it. Some of y'all are afraid for God to do it because y'all don't want to see the truth. Because you've been taunted by lies and deception for so long. If the Lord is leading you on tonight to bless End Time Deliverance Ministry, we ain't begging for your money, but we're asking according to the Spirit of God. If the Lord is leading you, I said if, you can go to www.paypal.com and put in Delilah at 474@yahoo.com. Prophetess Chantel, put that on Facebook for me, daughter. You can go to www.paypal.com and put in my email, Delilah474@yahoo.com. When you put that in, you'll see End Times Deliverance Ministry come up. And as you put that in, whatever God put on your heart, 50 cents, a penny, however, I'm not into all of that. Because I know what it is to be in a lot of these ministry, and they misuse the people of God. I see five of you got $1,000. Yeah, them familiar spirits, they see it. Familiar spirits can see what you got in your purse. That ain't happening up here. You give according to the Spirit. I want you to know on tonight that if you have been faithful to the Lord and you have been following the instructions of God, but it just seems like your breakthrough won't come through, I'm telling you right now by the prophetic sound of the power of the Holy Ghost that you release that seed right now in Jesus' name. I decree and I declare unusual blessings shall take place. I want everybody to be blessed on tonight. I want everybody to be blessed on tonight. Listen, when you bless is that when you got a breakthrough and you got deliverance has taken place. That's what that means. And if God want to bless you with the tangible, it is because that God wants you to understand that he's not against tangible things. But don't gain the whole world and lose our soul, because many are doing that. I heard this man say he got a $16,000 dog. It was his pastor. He was a pimp and a pope. Them $16,000, I would have been building up the community, getting instructions from God. Well, listen here, y'all be blessed. And I mean that, be blessed by the Spirit of God. Don't connect to haters and perpetrators. Follow God with your whole heart. Much love.
You're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. If you're,
you say, you know.